And it is a rare example to find a human being that is not an orchestrated puppet. And as the populism rises, we lie low and wait for the uprise. And one thing is for sure, that in order to reach the sublime, we ought to get rid of all the worldly weights. And paradoxically, it is the most evolved civilization to be able to go back to a most primordial nature. And once nature is fully dominated, romance can begin. And our effort is not into riding a passion, but getting away from where it took us. And the greatest education for the civilized human is to get rid of its habits and live simple. And the drama comes when we ought to comply our free nature with the consumistic apparatus. And we get stuck in situations only to understand our next step to freedom. And what is distant in time gets exponentially further when it is distant in space. And the overlying social control oppresses the instinct for a new life. And populistically, we believe that an identity that is already dead is under threat. And when our ideal is compact, we can endure all event, even the non-eventful. Anything and anywhere our philosophy ought to be applicable to. And the hardest is to break with tradition, yet the safest is to break with tradition, establishing a new one. And spiritual discipline is not a relief, but a challenge, making our human existence worth it. And in no time, what we have carefully grown can be gone, but not the example it has inspired. And the alien, or what is classified as such, will never establish any contemplation with the hostile nature. We ought to fight for our ultimate goal without allowing others to take over for their lucrative purposes. And not only poetry is hard to make, but in our rigid frameworks it is almost impossible to be allowed to do so. And what we ought to realize is that what is most meaningful is what is conceived outside of the controlling frameworks. And fascism is not only politic, but is imposed in all the ways of life, oppressing its spontaneity. And we come and go with the ephemeral social trends, but aware of it, we can stay. And where the sensible soul blacks out, it's in the impossibility to give birth into a way to monitor the reality. And we should not scorn the words of any prophet, but those who build empire out of them. And the more solid is a society, the more it risks to rot from within. And in order order to channel out our spiritual development, the right agents are always necessary. And our liberty is guaranteed by constant periods of temporary captivation. And to be really free means to be completely liberated by all the safeties and protections that society provides us. And the smiles and graces of living creatures are always followed by a great human labor. And our specific culture can only be appreciated by those who have investigated general cultures. And whatever statement we make can be completely contradicted by future understandings. And when scientists think to have understood it all, the all suddenly drastically change. And at some point we should accept to go shorter if we can go larger. We ought to be there for our offspring at the beginning to then give them independence and not the contrary. And devoting ourselves to natural education, and we ultimately realize that our pupils become us. And our offspring will live like a small army for the social empire. And if on one hand we shall teach to be self-independent, on the other we shall learn to scorn those institutions wanting us to be dependent. And all the safety with which society is proceeding hinders at last the development of collective imagination. And lastly, the most important product of modernity is the scaffolding set up to build it. And we anchor ourselves to a land which in the end is the main cause of our degradation. And any act of public manifestation, even the good ones, causes severe inner crisis. And by letting others monitor our intuitive expression, we only become champions of mediocrity. And in order to keep our human autonomy, we have no choice but organizing its income and outcomes. And unlike when it's built in a city, even a fortress built on top of a cliff, it's poetic. And our only savior is that in whatever circumstance we are able to follow a natural flow. And as the world starts closing up again, we should be glad that we have planted our seeds in the power centers. And the more the establishment establishes, the more our spirits get dismantled. And the natural sensation to enforce our spirituality is erased by a sensation to climb up the social ladder. And it isn't a job we need to fulfill our worldly ambitions, but a job to fulfill our spirituality. And if we are restricted, we either give up or become very creative in generating new circumstances. And the problem is not that we don't have the power to create, but the problem is that we expect society to provide us with a platform to do it. And in our freedom, we cannot but develop an allergy for anyone dressing the uniform of any sort of ideology. And whatever the obsession is for any kind of conspiracy, we can still live our life in total freedom. And even the smallest of our tallest buildings placed on top of a mountain will be the greatest. And only a spiritual discipline can liberate us from our dependence from social credits. And the least is needed when we let the sun shine on our nature. And even though we cannot really communicate it, to be free of practicing our spirituality is the greatest personal achievement. And if we cannot reflect our nobility onto the world, we shall first reflect it within us. And not to get locked in the establishment, we ought to only learn how to read and write, and then set off for the journey of life.